Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
It pays to pray. Understand that our God answers prayers. And I'm reading this morning from the Wall Street cheat sheet, I guess they call it, the Wall Street paper. And they're reporting right now that because we've been praying for quite some time for not only to end abortions we talked about in the earlier program, but also for God to end this greatest, and we've been talking about it, the sex trafficking taking place in the world. Mm-hmm. Over 2 million, I believe it is, a year or something mm-hmm. like that. And it's just horrific. And you've heard us talk about the Operation Underground Railroad. And that's exciting. That was just loose this mm-hmm. week. But understand, it's like this huge breakthrough of justice taking place because this is reporting right here, and you can make it available. It's called Wall Street Cheat Sheet. They're actually, you know, have several different articles from the Daily Mail and other particular articles. But Google and Microsoft, this is what it says, Google Incorporated and Microsoft are working together to make searching for child pornography online more difficult in response to Prime Minister David Cameron's call for internet companies to do more about blocking illegal content from search engines. And he texted on his, right before, according to Reuters, he texted right before he went to this particular meeting with everybody. He says, if more isn't done to stop illegal child abuse content being found, we will do what is necessary to protect our children. He tweeted that out, they said, in the reports. And this is so exciting to hear. And, you know, the CEO, Eric Schmidt with Google, and they're stepping up and say, listen, we got 200 employees working blocking the illegal sites and images, and they have some new technology that they're developing right now that they're going to begin to loose out over all the different languages. Because it's like 150 languages, I think, that they search in. And you can read more about this. But they're beginning to have the ability to somehow look at the images and to know, you know, the smart technology, and they'll know whether it is abusive things versus non-abusive things. That actually, like, for example, if you have, you know, pictures of your baby's first, you know, bath in the sink or something versus mm-hmm. something else going on. It actually says the technology in this article. Wow. They can tell the difference of the two.
Wow. That's good.
It's like, I just think, you know, hey, that is so great that, and that's my big, you know, five stars to Google and Microsoft. And
David Cameron, he's the one that.
Yeah. Really, and for David Cameron, who stood up and said, you know, we need to do something about this. Sorry that we're not leading pretty much in anything anymore. But Google and Microsoft are taking that step to be able to do that. And that just goes along because we've been praying, you know, it's such a horrific thing taking place. And the enemy's just really working hard. But if you look back, if you study history from a biblical worldview, that as a society deteriorates, this is what happens more and more. And even religiously, where all of a sudden, it becomes where, you know, men leave God, they don't leave religion. So religion and all this stuff gets all mixed in together. Next thing you know, that all this is in the temple. And they're having, you know, sacrifices to Moloch, and all these things are taking place. And so crying out to God, we just cry to God, God, you know, help us. You know, help us to for justice to come and for these children and these women to be rescued from the slave trade. And and just this week, as a matter of fact, yesterday, this article comes out, and it's so exciting because it's an answer to prayer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a huge answer to prayer because that's where things are being discovered or found. And it's just and technology. It's like the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You got to have filters for the evil part, not to come over mm-hmm. onto the good part. And we have couple different technologies right now. They got
Be Secure.
What's that?
Be Secure.
Yeah, Be Secure. Boy, you're talking so quietly over there. Is that me or is that like yours? It might be me.
It's with ABG now.
It's Be Secure.
Oh, that's right.
It's yeah, they right. It's Be Secure. Be Secure, ABG, which is out of Russia.
I don't want to bring that
no,
up.
It's they actually purchased it. It was in England or Great Britain. And anyway, so That's just another answer prayer. You can find out more about this by going to the Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say, you want VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.